When President Trump announced an initiative to increase infrastructure spending last month in his State of the Union address, it got Wisconsin's elected officials talking. With federal dollars on the line, what can Wisconsin do to get its piece of the pie? Even the governor, a staunch opponent in the past of raising transportation revenue through increased gas taxes or toll roads, seems to be softening his position on both. It's the State Capitol Report on the morning show on Monday, February 12th. I'm Dean Kallenbach. Kate Archer-Kent will be back in the chair tomorrow. This hour, we have two guests to explore the issue of transportation funding in the state. First, we'll hear from Craig Thompson, Executive Director of the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin. And later this hour, we'll be joined by Mark Gottlieb, Wisconsin Secretary of Transportation, from 2011 to the start of 2017. You're invited to join the conversation. Where should Wisconsin find the money to fix the roads? Who should provide money for roads? And are residents responsible, or should anyone from anywhere who drives through Wisconsin pay up? The number to call to join the conversation, 800-642-1234. You can reach us at ideas@wpr.org, tweet us at WPR Mornings, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Greg Thompson is Executive Director of the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin. Good to have you with us this morning, Craig Thompson.
Good morning, Dean. Thanks for having me.
Wisconsin leaders have their eyes on the road. They're trying to figure out how to get the most money to reinvigorate transit across the state. How high are the stakes here, and what's the current condition of Wisconsin's transportation system in your eyes?
Well, there's been really sort of just a piling up of different studies looking at the condition of Wisconsin's transportation system, and they're all ppretty consistent that we're ranking dead last in the Midwest and among the worst in the country for the condition of our roads. There was a Legislative Audit Bureau a little over a year ago looked at, compared the state highway system of Wisconsin to our Midwestern neighbors, and we were last by quite a long margin. And then last year there was U.S. News and World Report, which ranked Wisconsin's roads as 49th in the country. And there's been others that continue to come out and put us in that same region. So We're definitely struggling when it comes to the condition of our roads compared to both our neighbors and the country.
Now, the state has put off some major road projects because of funding challenges. The cost estimate for road work sits around $6 billion. Who should pay for these projects?
Well, we believe in our association that traditionally it's been a user fee-based system for transportation in Wisconsin. We think that continues to make the most sense, which means that when you register your car to get your sticker for your license plate and you pay your $75 fee, that goes into the transportation fund. And when you put gas in your car and you pay a state gas tax, that also goes into the transportation fund. As a matter of fact, back in 2016, there was a question that was put on the ballot statewide asking voters if we should actually amend our state constitution so that those user fees be constitutionally dedicated for transportation. And that passed in the last gubernatorial election on the statewide ballot by an 80% yes vote. Yeah. So the user fees are there. They're constitutionally protected. And we think that, you know, just clearly makes the most sense to raise the revenue through that area.
Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says the only way for Wisconsin to raise revenue is if it allows for open road tolling.
There is no clearer signal to the states than you better start doing open road tolling. A nickel, a dime on a gas tax, that is not going to fill the pot that's going to be able to match those federal dollars at this point.
Is Senator Fitzgerald right?
I was a little confused by Senator Fitzgerald's statements there. A couple things. We're not opposed to, open road tolling would be a user fee, and we're certainly not opposed to exploring that. But there's two points to that statement that I think question a little bit. One, when he says that there's no way that, you know, 5 or 10 cent gas tax increase would fill the coffers to be able to match some more federal money. I guess I would just disagree with that. As a matter of fact, that would probably be the only way in the short term that we could raise revenue to match if there is a new federal bill. And what people are talking about is what they're contemplating at the federal level, and I think Trump administration is going to unveil today, is a program that would, when they talk about a $1.5 trillion program, it really is the vast majority of that would be on the state side. There'd be about 20% on the federal side, and the states would have to come up with 80%, which we clearly don't have the money to do right now. But We wouldn't be able to implement tolling under the best scenario, even if the federal government lifted the prohibition, for probably 6 years by the time we could get it up and running. So in the meantime, I think the obvious way to raise the money, to leverage that federal money, would be through our existing user fees, which would be the gas tax and registration fee.
Why would it take so long to get toll roads set up?
Well, first of all, right now, there's still a federal prohibition on us tolling the interstate system. But there is talk about, in this new federal package, of lifting that ban. So let's say that they did, and that indeed would pass at the federal level. Then at that point, probably in the next budget, the state would have to legislatively decide whether they wanted to implement open road tolling. So then we'd be about 2 years down the road. In the last solvency study that was done on tolling here in Wisconsin, said it would probably take about 4 years after authorization was granted to get everything in place to get it up and get it running. So, you know, with that, you're probably about 6 years down the road.
Number to join our conversation about transportation funding in Wisconsin is 800-642-1234. Craig Thompson with the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin is joining us. Based on his comments, we're hearing from the governor and from the leadership in the legislature, for that matter. President Trump's announcement of federal infrastructure incentives seems to be pressuring them to find ways to raise the funds to leverage that federal money. Do you see it that way?
I think that's not. I think that's an accurate way of putting it. It definitely changes the dynamic from right now. Generally, you can get up to, not that it happens in a lot of projects, but you can get up to 80% match on some federal projects. This would really flip that on its head and say they're going to willing to offer some more money at the federal level, but the maximum would be 20%. So it really is, you know, incentivizing or cajoling states to step up and get revenue into transportation infrastructure so as to, you know, sort of spur it nationwide.
Do you think that's a good thing because it demands people recognize their own investment in transportation?
Well, I certainly understand the idea that the federal government doesn't feel like they should be, you know, bearing the lion's share of it, that a lot of it should be at the local or state level. And we would agree with that. And if you look at, a lot of states have been really stepping up and doing that in the last couple of years, including most of our neighbors. Iowa recently has passed a 10-cent gas tax increase, Indiana, a 10-cent gas tax increase, Michigan, an 8-cent gas tax increase. Minnesota just passed some increases for ongoing sustainable increases for transportation. So I think a lot of the states are getting the message, and we're just hopeful that Wisconsin, who's already behind most of those states, begins to catch up.
We have a caller who would like to join the conversation, Francisco in Sister Bay. Welcome to the morning show, Francisco.
Well, thank you for putting me on. You have a lot of guts.
Go ahead.
I have a topic that will infuriate the unions. We have a gold mine in the 25,000 prisoners that we have, and we have over 100,000 in probation and parole. We spend over $1 billion to house them a year. In 1969, there were 2,300 prisoners. Today, there are 25,000. Now, they're professional friends.
So are you suggesting we use prisoners to fix the roads? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we can put them to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a point. Is that's some out-of-the-box thinking, Craig Thompson. Is that an option at some point, is to get our roads fixed, is to use the labor that's available to us in our prisons?
Well, it's definitely some out-of-the-box thinking. But I think, you know, the companies that we have, whether it's on the engineering side or the contracting side, these Wisconsin companies throughout the state that construct our roads, it is a you really have to know what you're doing and to build good quality roads. And we've got a lot of great companies in Wisconsin that do that. So I don't think it's something that we can just, without much training, just tell people to go out and help rebuild our roads.
Critics say that the toll roads are inefficient. A study ordered by the state shows only 77 cents for every dollar in collected tolls would go toward the road fund. Can we afford that solution?
Well, again, we're not opposed to the idea of open road tolling if ultimately the public says that they would prefer that as opposed to adjusting the gas tax. But it is a legitimate point. Gas tax is a very efficient way to collect the money. You're at about a 98% rate that goes into the fund. There's very little administrative costs. There's certainly more administrative costs on the side of tolling.
Senator Fitzgerald says a gas tax hike, though, isn't enough to do everything we need. Is he right?
Well, I appreciate him acknowledging that we do have significant needs, which is why, you know, the longer we keep waiting, the more tough it gets. But I think if you got a gas tax increase in the amount that he was talking about, and you prioritize and we move forward and start knocking off in a planned way as opposed to sort of the knee-jerk two-year that we've been doing, I think we'd be able to make some pretty good headway.
Our focus is paying for roads in Wisconsin. I'm Dean Kallenbach in for Kate Archer Kent. It's our State Capitol Report on the morning show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's the morning show. I'm Dean Kallenbach. Kate Archer Kent is back in tomorrow. Our State Capitol Report focus today is transportation. Are federal dollars worth changing the way Wisconsin funds transportation projects? Should the state do anything to capture extra money? Where do you draw the line? What are the highways like where you live? And do you see different degrees of deterioration across the state? Share your experience driving across the state. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. You can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll be joined in about 10 minutes by former State Transportation Director Mark Gottlieb. For now, we return to Craig Thompson, Executive Director of the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin. Craig Thompson, I remember times when transportation funding in the legislature was sacrosanct. Democratic Governor Tony Earle and his Republican Transportation Secretary Lowell Jackson set up an index gas tax that was designated to fund roads, and it was off limits for all other uses. That indexing automatically, without any further action from the legislature on an annual or biannual basis, allowed the gas tax to climb with inflation. And the tax went from 16 cents a gallon in 1985 to 30.9 cents a gallon in 2006. Indexing was then killed, and the gas tax hasn't gone up in the 12 years since. Do we need to resume an indexed gas tax?
Well, I think back when Wisconsin did that, it really was one of the first states to do that. Other states do it now, and it made a ton of sense. The thing about the upside of using the gas tax is, as I had pointed out, it's a user fee. So the more you drive, the more you pay, and if you don't drive, you don't pay, and it doesn't drain resources from other parts of the state budget, the university system, or K-12, or Medicaid or Medicaid. But the problem with it is it doesn't act like the income and sales tax, which the revenue from that is used to fund those other programs, and those are percentage-based so that they naturally increase. As incomes go up and you don't have to raise taxes, you just apply the same percentage on income tax and you get more revenue coming in. Same with sales tax. And Taxpayers Alliance has done a great job of showing how much more money and the growth of that coming in versus what's happened in the last decade in transportation. So indexing the gas tax made it sort of mimic the rest of the way the rest of state government was funded, is that you just have some incremental incremental growth small each year to keep up with inflation. So once we got rid of that in 06, a lot of the talk was, well, we understand, but we'll have to go in and vote for increases, and that's just never happened. So we've had a stagnant fund with coming right at the same time that, like all the other states in the country, we have to rebuild our interstates, and it's really put us in just a really, really difficult situation.
Let's go to the phones. Ken from Mayville has some thoughts on this. Ken, go ahead.
I just find it kind of interesting that everybody's talking about how much money we don't have for roads, but then again, they want to spend possibly billions to build toll booths and all that, when frankly, in theory, we could implement a gas tax tomorrow and start working on the roads next week. I drive all over the state, and the roads are pathetic. And honestly, Madison's probably got some of the best roads in the area, and they're not that great.
Craig Thompson, you wouldn't argue with Ken.
I wouldn't argue with Ken. Again, if some people would prefer to ultimately go to tolling, I guess if that's the way to get things done, we could do it. But he's right. We could we could adjust the gas tax tomorrow, which, again, most of our neighbors and a lot of the other states have been doing, and we could start getting that money going into the roads, you know, right away. And there's very little to no administrative cost. So, he raises a great point.
Got an email from Frank from Onalaska. He says he thinks it's a failure of leadership to prioritize important projects. He questions how lawmakers can approve incentives for Foxconn, but can't come up with ways to fix the highways. Any thoughts on Frank's comment?
Well, again, if you look at the Foxconn package, what seemed to be one of the linchpins of getting that done that was included in that separate legislation was some funding that would be $225 million of borrowing, and that would be serviced out of the general fund, not the transportation fund. But to get I-94 down in Racine area, known as the North-South Corridor, done, because obviously that was very important to Foxconn wanting to locate there, that was supposed to be done back in 2015, and it continues to be delayed due to lack of funding, and now it's scheduled not to be done until 2032, unless, in addition to that state bonding that we just did, if we get a grant from the federal government for another $250 million, which is very uncertain. So, people can question whether all the resources going to Foxconn versus others, but even within the Foxconn proposal, we're really hanging on getting a federal grant. Otherwise, even that interstate in front of that huge company coming in isn't going to be done for another 14 years, according to the Department of Transportation.
Yeah, with that in mind, there are rumblings about starting a regional transit authority for southeastern Wisconsin to help deal with the issues of increased transportation needs that will arise with the Foxconn development. An RTA could have taxing authority or could ask voters to impose taxes dedicated to funding a network of trains or buses in the community it serves. Will this idea get legs, do you think?
It's really going to be fascinating to watch. You know, when it comes to transit funding, mass transit funding in Wisconsin, that is really an area that we're one of the few states in the country that has a major metropolitan area like Milwaukee or the Southeast region that doesn't allow local governments to get together and raise local tax for that if they so choose. Right now, they'd be prohibited from that. There was a time that there was some legislation allowing some RTAs in different places in the state, but that's been repealed. And with the advent of Foxconn coming, I can see why that has spurred the conversation again, because with the amount of people you have going in there, it would seem like a dedicated mass transit system that is more than the current bus system in Racine would seem to make a lot of sense.
Can you talk a little bit about what exactly transit authorities do?
Well, there's different ways that they can be put together, but let's say if it was in one county or a couple counties get together, they would then the locals would have to vote, or the legislation could say they have to go to referendum to impose perhaps a sales tax of, it could be 0.01 up to, half cent, whatever it might be, and demonstrate the plans on how you're going to spend that money, whether it would be enhanced bus service in there or bus rapid transit or even, for a while there was talk about, in that Racine area, about working to just extend the Metra out of Chicago that comes up to Kenosha to extend that line up to Racine. It could be a whole host of different things, depending on how that RTA is formed.
That southeastern RTA has support from Democratic lawmakers, but it doesn't have Republican backing at this time. Why do you think the proposed regional transit authority seems to be a partisan issue, but legislative leaders can agree on something like tolling?
I don't know the answer to that, and it's a really, really good question. I talked with folks in other states, some of my peers in places like Indianapolis and other areas that are pretty heavily Republican, and mass transit funding there, where it really isn't as much of a partisan issue as it is here. And the other part that's somewhat intriguing about it is if you look at the major employers and businesses in southeast Wisconsin, the vast majority of them very much support regional transit authority. So I'm not really sure why it's taken on that partisan tone.
Our guest for the past half hour has been Craig Thompson. He's the executive director of the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin. Craig Thompson, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dean.
Transportation funding in Wisconsin, past, present, and future is our topic this hour on the State Capitol Report. You're tuned to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Dean Collin back in for Kate Archer Kent. Today on our State Capitol Report, we focus on how we pay for our roads. Our current budget includes record amounts of borrowing, but recent conversations among political leaders have turned to possible funding mechanisms like an increased gas tax or toll roads. Would you rather pay a toll or have higher gas prices? Can you support a combination of both? Maybe you aren't willing to do either one. How would you upgrade crumbling infrastructure? Please call us with your thoughts, comments, questions at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org, post on the Facebook page, the Ideas Network Facebook page, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Joining us now through the end of the hour is Mark Gottlieb. He was Wisconsin's Secretary of Transportation for the first 6 years of the Walker administration. Mark Gottlieb, good to have you with us.
Good morning, Dean.
Now, we're talking with you after you wrote an op-ed arguing that toll roads are not the answer for Wisconsin. You're out of state right now. You're joining us from Chicago. Did your drive to Illinois change your mind at all?
No, it didn't, Dean, actually.
Okay.
And you raise a really good point there that I think some people are missing, and we can get into this a little bit. But the thing you have to understand is there's a big difference here between a system like the system in Illinois that was designed and built to be a toll facility, and compare that to what's being discussed in Wisconsin, which is to take an existing system that was designed and built to not be tolled and to convert it to tolling raises a whole slew of issues that I think people aren't necessarily thinking about.
You say Wisconsin should pass on putting tolls on roads. In other words, you don't care for it. Supporters say, though, it is a great direct user fee. People traveling on the highway are responsible for its cost. Well, why do you disagree with that?
Well, first of all, I certainly agree, and I know Craig Thompson said the same thing. I think most transportation professionals are strongly supportive of a user fee-based transportation system, and I'm certainly supportive of that as well. But you need to have a user fee system that is cost-effective, efficient, adequate, sustainable, fair, and I just don't think tolling does that. And the reason is, the primary reason is, I'll give you two reasons. And let me back up and say that the numbers that I'm going to throw out here came from a study that was done for the state that the legislature gave us almost $1 million to do back in 2016. And the reason we did that study was because a lot of people were talking about tolling. It's not a new discussion. I mean, this discussion's been around as long as I can remember. And at the DOT, we knew that we really don't have any good hard data to talk about tolling. So we're fortunate to get funding from the legislature, and we went out and hired one of the leading tolling consultants in the United States to come in and do a study for us. And I think it's the first really comprehensive deep dive that's been done into tolling in Wisconsin. And that study showed that, yeah, of course tolling is a user fee directly, but so is the gas tax a user fee. And with tolling, again, I think you mentioned it earlier, for every dollar you collect, you're only really netting about 70 cents. And that depends on sort of how you implement and things like that. But you're only really netting about 70 cents. And I think waste in transportation has been a big issue in the legislature, particularly with Republicans over the last several years. You know, the idea that we got to spend money as efficiently as we possibly can. So I find it really ironic and hard to believe that Republican legislators would be coming in and advocating for a system where every dollar you collect, you're going to take 30 cents off the top just to collect that money, and it's going to add no value to your transportation system. To me, that doesn't make sense. So there's the efficiency issue. The second issue is what people in the tolling industry or the transportation industry call diversion. The idea that there will always be some people who will prefer not to pay the toll, and they will ride on some different route in order to avoid it. And in Wisconsin, we're fortunate. I mean, over the years, we've built a highway system that actually has a lot of good alternate routes. And that was done for a reason, for incident management. When there's a big problem on the interstate, people have other routes to go to. So, you know, the study, talks about 10, 20, even at some places, even 30% of trips being diverted off the toll road. So in that instance, not only are you losing the revenue, I mean, that's true, but the bigger issue to me is you're taking vehicles, a lot of which are going to be trucks, You're taking them off the safest system that we have, which is the interstate, and you're putting them onto local roads. You're running them through local communities. You're tearing up local roads and county roads. To me, that's totally counterproductive.
Tolling on roads is not automatically a partisan issue. Both state House majority leaders are in favor of it, and so is Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz.
I'd support any new revenue source that recognizes the reality that we can't continue to borrow and kick things down the road. So if it's open road tolling, I'm in.
So Representative Hintz blames the governor for not prioritizing roads. Republican leaders say this is about capturing federal dollars for Wisconsin's transportation system. Do you see politics at play here?
Well, obviously, politics are always at play in any, you know, issue that has to do with taxes or fees to the public. I think this has been I spent 8 years in the legislature before I was transportation secretary. This has been a bipartisan kick the can down the road for many years. I think most people will agree with that. And I applaud, I applaud the leaders who are finally saying this needs to stop. The borrowing needs to stop. The deterioration of our system needs to stop. We need to move forward with the completion of rebuilding the freeway system in southeast Wisconsin. Those are all good things, but we got to be careful about how we do them. And, you know, you mentioned a clip before from Senator Fitzgerald saying that the gas tax wouldn't be adequate, a gas tax increase wouldn't be adequate, but tolling would be. Let me just give you share a couple real quick hits from the study on that. What the study said was if you tolled the entire interstate system, except for one small bridge up near Superior, if you tolled the entire interstate system at 4 cents a mile, which is a little bit lower rate than what they do in Illinois right now, but this is a scenario example, the entire interstate system, that would raise a gross of about $500 million a year. Of that $500 million a year, you would only keep $372 million. So $372 million to toll the entire interstate system, that's the revenue for a year in 2025. A 10-cent gas tax increase raises over $300 million just by itself. And you don't have to spend, you know, $150 million to implement it. You don't have to go through all these changes. You don't have the diversion problem. You don't have the legislative issues that are going to have to be dealt with to create a system of enforcement and collection and all those things that go with it. So let's raise more revenue for transportation. We absolutely have to do that. But let's do it smart, and let's think about what's the right way to do it.
President Trump's infrastructure plan gets rolled out today. Apparently, it's going to require the states to put up more than 80% of the funding. Do you see the federal government here forcing states to implement tolling just so they have that kind of match?
You know, I don't know what the president's plan is going to say. I would be very surprised if it mandated the way that the states were going to have to raise the money. I think you're right. Most people feel that it will be a sort of a reverse partnership from what we've had in the past. In other words, where most of the money will have to come from the states and less from the federal government. But I think, again, each state needs to look at its individual circumstances and think hard about how it is going to raise its money. I'm all for, you know, raising revenue, and especially if that involves obtaining a greater match from the federal government, particularly on the interstate system. But again, let's do it smart.
Mark Gottlieb is Wisconsin's former Secretary of Transportation. How do we pay for our roads? It's the topic today on this, the State Capitol Report, on The Morning Show. This is the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Dean Kallenbeck. As Kate Archer-Kent sleeps in for one last day, we're talking about transportation on this, our State Capitol Report. Should places have regional transit authorities? What concerns do you have about local organizations like that? And what opportunities do you see for keeping roads in working order? Mark Gottlieb, Wisconsin's former Secretary of Transportation, is our guest for this part of the program. 800-642-1234 is a way for you to join. And let's go to some calls now. Let's go to Gary in Iron River. Gary, thanks for joining us on The Morning Show.
Yes, good morning, gents. Say, for the reasons both guests have said, I do support the increase in the gas tax, and it should be inflation adjusted. We should not increase the registration fee because it is not usage based, and we must find a way to fairly get more funds from hybrids and electric powered cars. But along with increasing the gas tax, simultaneously, we should reduce or we should eliminate the mandatory gasoline markup law that's in place in Wisconsin, and that would competitively drive down the price of gasoline, and at least for the initial adjustment, significantly offset a gas tax increase or fuel tax increase for the users.
Mark Gottlieb, that's an interesting suggestion. What do you think of that idea?
Most of the studies that I've seen over the years have suggested that you would see a decrease in retail fuel prices of several cents a gallon if you did repeal the minimum markup law. So I think the caller is correct about that.
Let's go to Walt from Fort Atkinson. Walt, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I just want to relay a little story. I was a county supervisor, and a couple years ago I attended the Wisconsin Counties Association Highway Convention, and I got a chance to ask everybody in the assembly a couple questions. First one was, show your hands if you think increasing the gas tax would be the best way to fund the highways. I would say 70% to 80% of the hands went up. And then I asked, who here favors increasing registration fees as a method of funding? And only a smattering of hands went up. I didn't have time to ask the next question, but that told me that these highway professionals, their highway committee members and their highway workers, they know what they're talking about, and they favor the gas tax, and so do I, and I just think it's ridiculous to even consider tolling. So thanks for the show.
Thank you, Walt. And one option to raise revenue, of course, would be to raise the gas tax, which the governor had been against from his first day in office. Now, you were with the governor as the Secretary of Transportation for those first 6 years. The governor's even had pressure from legislative Republicans to consider raising the gas tax. Could the governor get in on a gas tax increase, in your opinion?
Well, obviously, that's a question you have to ask the governor and ask the legislators what they're willing to do or not do. But I think it's clear that people around the state now believe and understand that we have a situation where we need to raise more money so we can have a world-class transportation system or just even an adequate transportation system here in the state. And we have to think about what's the most efficient way to raise that money. And it is still true that the motor fuel tax is probably the most efficient way to raise that money. Now, a previous caller did raise a couple of good issues about, you're seeing more alternatively fueled vehicles, more hybrid vehicles that don't use as much fuel. So those are all issues that have to be addressed. And, in fact, I chaired a commission that was created by the governor and the legislature back in 2013, and we looked really carefully at that issue and came to some conclusions about how, the gas tax continues to be viable for many years going forward, probably. But there are other things we can do to sort of smooth out the edges of some of those problems. One of them, I will give a lot of credit to the governor, to the legislature. One of them that they did do in this budget was they did increase the registration fee on hybrid and electric vehicles. And that was something that our commission did recommend. So in essence, those people who are not paying as much in gas taxes to use our road or may not be paying anything in the case of a fully electric vehicle, they're still kicking a little bit more into the pot so that we can have a good highway system. So there's ways to deal. There's the ways to deal with some of those issues. But I think, the gas tax is very efficient. It's just, it's been historically politically unpopular. We went through the fight back in 2006 about repealing indexing, and so I think it leaves a bad taste in people's mouths to some degree because no one likes to have their taxes raised. But if you look at if you're still seeing, and I don't know what the exact polling numbers are today, but probably half or more of people polled will say they're willing to pay more in fuel taxes if they know the money's going to go to transportation, which it absolutely does in Wisconsin because of the constitutional amendment that was talked about before. They're willing to pay. And, even if it's half or more, you're never going to see that kind of polling for any other kind of a tax. Mm-hmm. So I think people get it.
Former State Secretary of Transportation Mark Gottlieb is our guest. Let's go to the phones again. This is Paul from Slinger. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. I concur with the hybrid cars, electric cars, to have a additional registration fee. But do as the good Republicans in Arizona did, and they base their registration fee predicated on the blue book value of the car. In other words, if you're driving a new Mercedes at $86,000, you're going to pay up more than if you're buying a Ford Focus. And they do it automatically based on blue book value. They've worked it out, and I think it would be a more equitable system. And also to retrofit 41 or 43 to be a toll road, for considering every exit on that highway and putting in toll booths and other infrastructure and feeding power to it, the cost will balloon to be totally unacceptable.
Paul, thank you for your call. Let's get a couple more callers in. Mark from Franklin joins us. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I've traveled around the Midwest, and I see other states do not pave every county road. They have gravel, and it's necessarily not plowed or maintained the way the interstate is, and I think that would be one way. Nobody's mentioned just increasing diesel fuel tax, because 18-wheelers use that, and they by far do more damage to the road than any vehicle. And if you wanted to charge hybrids or battery-powered vehicles, let's meter the charging stations differently and charge an extra electric rate that would go just to the roads for that. If people would put a charging station in their house, make it a requirement that also have the second meter on it for road tax. When the state stole the transportation fund a few years ago illegally, did that money ever go back? Those are my questions.
Okay, lots of questions there. Mark, let's get to the transportation funding part of it first.
Yeah, I mean, those are some pretty thoughtful comments from the caller. I mean, I'll address the diesel issue. About 25% of all the fuel tax revenue in the state is from diesel vehicles. A lot of that is obviously interstate over-the-road trucks. What a lot of people don't realize is that they already pay based on how many miles they drive in Wisconsin, no matter where they buy their fuel. So if a trucker buys his fuel in Illinois or Minnesota, doesn't matter if he drives in Minnesota, that all gets squared up at the end of the year and he pays for his mileage. The commission that I talked about before that I chaired, we did recommend a differential fuel tax that would have been approximately 5 cents a gallon more for diesel, for exactly the reason that the caller mentioned. And there are other states that have differential diesel taxes, so I think that's a fair idea.
Let's grab Stephen from Green Bay and get him in on the conversation. Stephen, welcome.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm going to say that I think we should rebuild the railroads in Wisconsin because railroads have always been more energy efficient than the highway system, and also they're more energy diverse. So when you're talking about different energy sources, for example, 80 years ago, Wisconsin had one of the most comprehensive passenger train networks in America. We had the coal-powered Chicago Northwestern 400. Then the oil-powered Milwaukee Road Hiawatha with steam. Then we had the diesel-powered Zephyr, and those three ran on the parallel routes from Chicago to Minneapolis to Chicago, Milwaukee to Minneapolis. And then on the commuter route between Chicago and Milwaukee, there was the North Shore Electroliner that was electric-powered.
Thank you, Stephen. And that brings me to the Foxconn situation as well. Extensive development, of course, planned in southeast Wisconsin as Foxconn settles in. Democratic lawmakers are advocating for a regional transit authority. Is that a good idea?
Sure, I think it is. That's an issue that's been, again, kicked around for years and years and years. And as Craig correctly pointed out in the previous segment, basically any large metropolitan area in the United States other than Milwaukee does have some sort of a mechanism to support public transportation on a regional basis. Milwaukee lacks that. As a result, the transit systems in Wisconsin, and particularly in southeast Wisconsin, are highly fragmented. They're not coordinated well, and most of them are in serious financial trouble.
Let's get Paul from Lincoln County. And Paul, we've got limited time, so please make your comments brief.
Two things. First, I'm a Lincoln County County Board Supervisor, so I understand the transportation needs. In fact, we passed a $20 per vehicle registration fee to meet our needs. But the other question I have has to do really with climate change, and if we're facing fossil fuel constriction, maybe I'm piling on here with Stephen on the previous caller, we need to be thinking also of mass transit, and I'm wondering what Mr. Gottlieb has to say about that.
Go ahead, Mark Gottlieb.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. This state has, we are underinvesting in general in transportation, in public transportation, and that's creating a problem, you know, in a lot, particularly in urban and rural areas. But again, I think the RTA is, in some of the larger metropolitan areas, is one answer to that. But, you know, it's really, Dean, it's, that is a symptom. The other caller talked about railroads and freight rail. Is something that the state has always been involved in but has not been able to invest as much in. All these come back to fundamentally one issue, which is we just don't have enough money to support the needs that we know that we have in transportation, whether it's highways, whether it's local aids, whether it's transit, or whether it's rail. All of these things are being squeezed, and it's an issue that we're just going to have to deal with, but we should do it cost efficiently and smartly with a lot of data-driven analysis.
And that's a good way to tie a bow on this topic. Mark Gottlieb is Wisconsin's former Secretary of Transportation. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Dean. Have a great day.
All right. And earlier we spoke with Craig Thompson, who is Executive Director of the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin. This hour was produced by Keely Bultina. Michelle Johnson is our executive producer. Tomorrow at this time, do we know what we're doing tomorrow at this time? I lost my page. There it is. I don't, but they will. Anyway, Michelle Johnson is our executive producer. I'm Dean Kallenbach, and this is the Ideas Network.